This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
FM ESPN. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't gotta do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing.
No, you ain't. Ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write.
He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops, we're on a rampage. Bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust, cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say,
everybody, happy Wednesday. Let's see, today on the radio show, John Martin will be in here in the next segment. God, John and I. When I go on Jason and John, our conversations are combative almost.
That sometimes feels like the radio show.
Yeah, well, but when he's in here, they're much less combative. But
still somewhat.
But yesterday was combative on the issue of Dylan Brooks. We'll see what today is like. Anyway, John's going to be in here. Then Chris Harrington, back from the West Coast. Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian will join us straight up at 10 o'clock. And then I think we will talk to y'all. Jeffrey, of course, still gallivanting around France. And so Brad is doing double duty today, 5 straight hours of radio.
Bennett is going to do the midday show today.
Bennett is doing the midday show.
He's going to help me out a little bit.
Well, that's very nice.
Yeah. So he's Bennett, the assistant program director here at the shop. Yeah.
So, and my avowed enemy as a Titans fan.
Yes, he is. That's right. He's going to be visiting your Buffalo Bills. Tennessee is in Buffalo this year,
Tennessee's
right?
Tennessee's in Buffalo. I discussed with him whether he should go to that game. Anyway, so obviously the big news today is we have a Grizzlies game tonight at 8:30 at FedEx Forum.
Big one.
Talk about that in a moment. We did get, it is interesting. I very clearly am for a hard-bitten journalist of more than 30 years, I have retained my sense of wide-eyed innocence and not given way to the forces of cynicism. Because when I saw the Grizzlies' statement or their update on Ja Morant, I just thought it was just good news.
I felt the same way.
Here's what it said. It said, Memphis Grizzlies guard Ja Morant exited during the fourth quarter of Game 3 of the Western conference semifinals on May 7th at Golden State with right knee soreness. Morant underwent an MRI, and subsequent evaluation has revealed a bone bruise in his right knee. Words are coming hard to me today. And subsequent evaluation has revealed a bone bruise in his right knee. Morant is doubtful for the remainder of the postseason, but is expected to make a full recovery. And I, as someone who has retained my wide-eyed innocence and hasn't given way to the forces of cynicism, I simply focused on, hey, expected to make a full recovery? Just a bone bruise? Like,
yeah, it sounded good.
Yeah, sure. Okay, it appears he's not going to play tonight or going forward this year, but let's be honest. The concern at this point is the long-term future of Ja Morant. And so I read this through my non-cynical viewpoint and felt really chipper. And then I got on the radio show, because this broke just before I was on with GP. And then I got on a radio show with GP, and he, obviously GP, and maybe it's because he grew up in the school of hard knocks, he has not retained his wide-eyed innocence, and he has very clearly given in to the dark forces of cynicism, because he immediately started hitting me up with, what the hell is this statement anyway? And this is how he broke it down. This part, the first part I did actually, I did... Not only did I see it and do I acknowledge it, it had already occurred to me before I started talking to Gary, which is, if it's a bone bruise, seems unlikely that Jordan Poole did it with his hand.
That's right? Fair, yes.
Like, it is a statement that makes what they said and their insistence on it about Jordan Poole having been the cause of the injury when he tugged on Ja's knee. Have you ever bruised anything by, maybe the wrong
careful
word. Yeah, right. Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind. I was going to say tugging on it, pulling on it, right, whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Kids listening here, Jeff. It's early.
Unless he has hands of concrete, it doesn't feel like that is a motion that would have caused a bone bruise.
Fair. I think that's fair.
So that part had occurred to me.
Yeah.
What had not occurred to me, and I still don't know what to think of it.
Seems pretty minor.
Is the idea, if you read this in its most cynical fashion, and you attribute the most cynical.
Right.
If you are the most suspicious in reading it, let's hear it again. Morant underwent an MRI, and subsequent evaluation has revealed a bone bruise in his right knee. Well, okay. The cynical view is it's revealed a bone bruise. Doesn't say anything about it. It may also have revealed shredded ligaments
or
a torn meniscus.
There will have to be more things done, blah, 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 blah.
It doesn't say.
Right.
And it was very interesting because he immediately found other examples. The Chicago Bulls had one of a player who had a bone bruise.
Yeah.
And in the same statement, it said no ligament damage was found.
Right.
But it's a bone bruise.
Rest assured, this is going to be okay. Probably not going to need. There's other
verbiage. Basically, it says what was
more
not,
descriptors.
It says what was not found.
That's right. Our worst fears are allayed.
This one simply says, it reminds me of one of my sons once, and I may have told this story before. I won't tell you which son. I don't want to.
Yeah, don't single anybody out. You got three of them, so there's plenty to.
One of my sons was staying over at someone's. Called us, asked if he could stay over at someone's house,
okay.
And this was when he was in this. This particular son was in his teenage, challenging.
Yeah. Oh, I'm
starting
I'm there.
To experiment.
Yeah. Understood.
No, you're not to the alcohol point.
Oh, okay. Yet. Yeah. We're a little early
so
on that.
Is, this is
this is the later portion.
So I said, I said to this son.
Yes.
I said. Are his parents are at home?
Oh.
And the son said to me, "Dad, the dad's at home." I'm like, okay, you can stay. Well, it turns out the parents were divorced. Dad was at home, but he was at mom's house. Mom was not at home. So technically, are the parents home? Are the parents at home?
He worded around
dad's at home.
He worded around it.
I'm not at that home. I'm at the other home.
This is not good.
So the question is, and then there was, so there was a lot of Twitter.
There was a lot of dialogue on this.
Well, a lot of people on Twitter went with the, sure looks unlikely that Jordan Poole caused the injury then.
Right.
Right? Not as many people went to the, okay, they found a bone bruise, but they don't say that's all they found.
Good point.
Not as many people made that point. Are you suspicious to the extent that you're willing to, that you are, when you see this comment, when you see this update, you start wondering if there is more to it and that there was, in fact, we are going to later learn that he's got other things in addition to a bone bruise. By the way,
yes.
If that were true, the weird thing is you're caught in between. If you're the Grizzlies, let's just say he does have a torn meniscus and a bone bruise, right?
Yep.
Or whatever. Let's say they have, he has a torn meniscus. If you're the Grizzlies, by putting out the statement they did, it makes the Jordan Poole stuff seem ridiculous.
But if he actually has a torn meniscus,
then it's a little bit, the Jordan Poole thing is less ridiculous,
yes.
Right? So are you suspicious that there is more? Has your mind been completely put to ease that it's just a bone bruise? There's nothing else. He's fine. He's going to make a full recovery. No surgery is going to be required. Or are you still a little worried that at the end of the year, we're going to hear, and by the way, turns out he had a torn meniscus or whatever it is, and he's going to get cleaned out, scoped at the end of the year.
Can I give a caveat before I answer?
Sure.
And that is, I love the Grizzlies. I think it's a terrific organization. I think it's the most well-run organization it's been since I've lived here.
Yeah, okay, fine.
And we're also the flagship home for, I got to be careful here.
Okay, yeah.
Having said all that, I don't listen to any of the statements or things Taylor or the team puts out there anymore with a callous eye or like a serious
eye. With an innocent eye. You don't just take it for fact. You don't take it on its face value.
No, look at how Taylor does his press conferences. They're blow and goes. Like, none of this stuff matters. I've never taken anything, even these press releases, I totally ignore it at this point.
So my question is this then.
So no.
Are you still suspicious
that
there's more wrong?
Absolutely.
With
Who, and you should be. It would be silly not to, given the history now that is.
I think
the Jaren Jackson year
again.
It would be silly not to look at this with a keen eye or whatever you would say.
I was, as I said, I looked at it through my
rosy colored glasses
of innocence.
Good
that
for
I
you, by
accept,
the way. And I usually do.
I have not given, but I'll still be happily relieved. If a month after the season goes by, there's been no update to indicate that he has had any further procedures, I will be relieved because I'm still a little worried that there's more to it than a bone bruise.
So then you would bet.
I do not, in fact, take it at.
Yes.
I'm hopeful.
You're like me.
I'm hopeful that this is all there is, but it has not completely put my mind to rest. I want to move on to something else, though.
Right.
And the something else is...
He's going to have a procedure, Jeff, I bet.
Right. Well, that's the question.
Yeah. And you think so, too? You think so?
Well, I just said what I think.
Yeah. I didn't... Okay.
What I said was, I will be happily relieved if he does not. I don't know.
So that means
I'm not expecting he will have a procedure
Fair
or
enough.
Not. I'll be relieved if he doesn't have a procedure. The next question is, I think, for us to address today is... and this is partly what I want to bring up with the people when I talk to the people. It is, how are we feeling about tonight's game? The game's at 8:30. It's a late game. And I'll be honest. I am going to it with the perspective of, this is the last Grizzlies game that I will attend this season. I don't rule out the possibility. This is the last Grizzlies game at FedEx Forum this season. This is the last time that this fan base, which has been treated to this fantastic year, which began with us wondering, boy, I wonder if they have a chance to make the play-in game. And me honestly thinking, well, they have a chance, but that's probably, I'm not going to hold them to that standard. It seems unlikely that they'll be able to avoid the play-in game. You'd have to finish in the top six, and that's unlikely. And then you go to the games, and there's nobody there, and there's the whole masking controversy, and there's all of that. And instead, we had what really was and has been a freaking magical season. I don't think if this is how it ends, you can call it the best season ever, because they went to the Western Conference Finals once. Like, I just, you know, but one of their best seasons ever, one of their most surprising seasons ever, and a magic carpet ride of a season, an absolute delight. And during the course of the season, FedEx Forum was utterly transformed from not exactly mausoleum, but kind of a sad place, just because so few people were there and because people were swearing off, I'm never going to go to a game because I got to be vaccinated and whatever else. And instead we got whoop that trick again. We got them not only winning the division title, but them winning a series. We got superstar Ja. We got Desmond emerging as a burgeoning all-star. We got Jaren emerging as a defensive player of the year candidate. We got Taylor Jenkins, runner-up. I mean, it's been a crazy great season, and it has been a incredibly happy place. When we had Dennis O'Connor on here telling us that demand for tickets has never been hotter than it was at the end of the year and going into the playoffs. And maybe I've retained my childhood innocence, but not my childhood optimism. The Buffalo Bills beat that out of me. I am assuming that this is the last time we will gather at FedEx Forum this year. Don't you assume that?
No.
Look at you. On this one, you're like Mr. Optimism.
I'm very optimistic.
You think they can win the next two games?
I have an irrational optimism at this point.
You're like Dylan.
Yes, yes. I'm very confident. I'm just going to keep chucking it. I mean, and a lot of it is, you said magic, and I think, and this is going to sound super hokey
at this
point.
I can see him winning tonight. But
I can see him pulling the next one, too.
In order for them to have another game at FedEx Forum, I didn't think they'd win the play-in game, Jeff.
Nobody did. Nobody really gave them a shot at that Golden State game last year away. They didn't. John was in here going, there's no way they win a one-game play-in.
Well, but
we all said it. The market was down, and we go in and we beat the Golden State last year. So you think they can, without Ja Morant, win two games? Yes, I do. We almost got game four. We should have had game four.
Okay, I'll rephrase the question. Of course, just like I said, they can beat Golden State in game four. That's not really what I'm asking.
Right?
I'm asking, of course they can, and I'm not going to rule out the possibility
that this team
can do anything. My question is, will they?
Yes.
And I assume they will not.
I do. I think they'll do it. They've proven me wrong. I didn't think they'd get past that first series in some of those games. Like, game to game, it was ridiculous. Yeah. Why are we here?
They are four-point underdogs tonight. Is the line right now. So I will be gathering anyway. I will be approaching it with, my God, this has sure been fun. And I will be taking it all in the way that when you're in your, whatever, in your last days of any experience, whether you're about to graduate from college, or you're about to graduate from high school, or you're on vacation and it's your last day of vacation, you're looking around and you're taking a deep breath and looking at the
signing yearbooks.
Or looking at Disney the beach one last time, sitting there.
This last experience.
I am going to be soaking it all in.
Taking it in.
Because I feel in my heart that this season, this magical season, is coming to an end. And although this team has been spectacular and fun and they love each other, there are changes coming to the roster. Of course, there always are changes coming to the roster. Some players, whether it's Kyle or Tyus or Dylan or whoever it is, some players are going to be going. Some players are going to be coming in. And so I am going to be going with I'm just going to enjoy it. I hope they win. I don't want to see the Warriors, who I've grown to truly loathe, clinch on the Grizzlies' home court. So I hope you get one more go-round. But no, I do not expect a Game 7. That's ridiculous. So there's not going to be a Game 7. I hate to break it to you people. And I would love to eat my words, and I will happily eat my words if there is, but there's not going to be a Game 7. You, too, should go and take this all in, because the vacation's over. The vacation is over. It was a great vacation. It's been great, and we will go on another one next year. But you can't, unless you're drugged, believe that they are going to win tonight and Game 6 and then come back and have a Game 7. And so I say go and take it in and enjoy it and root for them one last time and send the Warriors home having to win another game. But I think that's where we are. I also think and hope that Dylan will be greeted with great enthusiasm when he is introduced in the starting lineup, that there will be a loud and resounding, he is still with us. Like, he is the OG of this team. And, hell, he's the guy who called out Andre Iguodala. Like, I hope he is resoundingly greeted with a raucous and enthusiastic applause. I also believe, however, that if he airballs his first shot or misses his first three shots, those people who resoundingly greet him, and I do think he will be resoundingly greeted, I think if once he misses three shots, let's just say his first three shots, it's going to turn.
Oh, Jeff!
What's it going to be like for Dylan Brooks tonight?
Oh, I think we've come to our senses where we understand the first part you said, which is you cannot boo him. You cannot.
No, he is not. I have no fear.
They're going to cheer for him.
I have no fear that he is going to be.
Yes.
I have
so that's
zero
right. Yes,
fear
we're good there.
That he is going
now,
to be booed.
Second
but
part.
We have this fan base has booed its own players before, and particularly the one that I'm thinking of is after missing a shot. And it with the player that I have in mind is in fact a part of the front office right now. Tayshaun Prince was booed by the home crowd because we had gotten sick of him missing shots. He missed a wide open shot and there were boos.
Yeah.
And so I do believe, as someone who watched Twitter two nights ago and who fielded phone calls yesterday, and then who listened to this radio program, this radio station for much of the day yesterday, I do believe, I just hope he has a great game. Because if he has a game anything like the game that he had two nights ago, I mean, I hate to say this, he will get booed.
Yeah.
Don't you believe that? If he has a game like the game that he had two nights ago, in a losing effort, Dylan Brooks will be booed.
Yeah, and I think he'll be a little. Hopefully, he won't be chucking it as much. That's the hope. That way, he can save himself from.
Well,
that.
No. What I really hope at this point is that he makes them. And there have been games where he makes them.
I don't. I actually don't. Even if they go, like the last shot that went in from 60
feet.
Yeah,
but that's fine. No. I want him to go.
I want him to win some other way.
If he shoots 19 shots and makes 12 of them, that'll be great.
Dylan, if you're listening, don't shoot it as much as you did in the last game.
I would be happy for him to go 12 of 19.
Ridiculous. Don't shoot that much.
It's not going to shape or change the way they think. However they think of him, whatever that is, whether they love him and are willing to put up with the bad shots or whether they aren't willing to put up with the bad shots or whatever their view is of Dylan Brooks, it is not going to be changed or framed by what happens tonight.
That's fair.
So I would like Dylan to have a game that makes Dylan feel, whatever it looks like, I want Dylan to have a game that makes him feel good about being Dylan. He can wear his sunglasses to the post-game media deal. He can talk about how criticism doesn't bother him and he's whatever else, and he can talk about the resounding ovation that he got from the home fans, which I do believe he will get. And then as long as he doesn't miss a shot, people will stay behind him. But once he takes and miss, it may even, I said three. If he takes and misses a bad shot in the first minute, is he going to get booed?
Yeah, you'll hear boos.
I think you will.
Yes.
Because people are primed.
And you should.
He's got, you should not boo his first miss.
Especially if it's one of those jacked ones, you should.
You should. What I am hoping desperately is that Dylan makes his first shot. No. Dylan, whatever that shot looks like,
God bless him. Bless his heart.
I want Dylan to make his first shot.
I want him to make them all.
And away we go. So it's going to be fascinating for all kinds of reasons
yes,
tonight.
Yes, it is.
What the mood of the populace will be going there. Obviously, it'll be a sold-out crowd, and it'll be, you know, one more. At least one more. You believe the first of what will at least be two more.
I think they'll be back for seven.
Do you also think, by the way, in your ridiculous optimism, they're going to win game seven?
That one, I need to see how they play in the next two.
Oh, they're going to win five and six, but then you need to see how they're going
to
play.
I need to see how we're going to play and if Dylan is different.
Yeah. No,
we can't have shot
Dylan. They're not going to be back, ladies and gentlemen. This is it tonight. So enjoy it is what
one of us believes, one of us doesn't.
And then,
Jeff.
And then we get to enjoy Barbecue Fest because it is Barbecue Fest weekend, and that's fun too. It is at the fairgrounds, obviously, this year.
Big weekend.
It is a big weekend, and it's too bad that the series, as I'm telling people, is not going to go on through Barbecue Fest and beyond. But I by the way, I have heard good things about Music Fest at the fairgrounds. Now, they're not leaving it there. There's no fear they're going to leave it there. The complaining about it in advance seemed out of control for me. It's 1 year. They have to be away from the river. Then they're going to be back to the river. People who I know who went, there was some issues because too many people went Friday night. Too many people went to the North Gate as opposed to the South Gate, whatever else.
Yeah.
But people who went liked the setup very much. And I suspect that the Barbecue Fest will be fun as well.
It's a little easier to navigate in Midtown, isn't it?
Will you be going to Barbecue Fest?
I'm not going to be. I have a baseball tournament to go to in Oxford, so I won't be in town.
This is going to shock you.
Mm-hmm. Are you going? Are you on a team?
I'm certainly not on a team.
I didn't picture you slothing over a rack of ribs over
I'm
there.
I'm just not a joiner. I don't join
anything. Okay, fair enough.
And then beyond that, sadly, you would think a man of my many years in Memphis.
Stature.
I didn't want to say stature.
Go ahead and put stature out there. It's fine. Let me say it for you.
My many years in Memphis, you would think that I would be invited, wouldn't you?
With the kind of I think people assume
think
a lot of things about you.
I would be invited to go.
Folks like you people assume things.
You know how many invitations I've gotten to Barbecue Fest?
How many?
None.
Come on.
Not a single one.
Now you will get them now. As soon as you
fine,
said this,
that's
you,
pathetic.
Now
I'm not going to accept them because I got to beg.
Jeff,
I'm not going to beg.
Give yourself a little more credit here.
I'm not going to beg to come to
your Barbecue
Fest.
It's because people assume you have like access to whatever. They just assume those things.
People do assume you have access.
Yes.
People assume that I have tickets to things. People
same.
Assume that I.
Yes. Of course they assume that.
Anyway, and maybe they assume. Maybe I'm like the pretty girl in high school who
unapproachable because you're super
hot.
Assume
because I'm super hot.
You're super. He's untouchable.
And
he doesn't need my access.
Well, now, by the way, if you
it's
invite
very true.
If you invite me now, I'm going to be grateful for the invitation.
Right. Still
but
invite Joe. I want to see as an assessment. Ask him.
I'm not going to grovel I just did, but I'm not going to grovel for invitations.
Invite Jeff
to
if you have his number, especially invite him.
Today on the radio show, we will be talking to John Martin in the next segment, then Chris Harrington, and then you. Before that, I will tell you that even though the playoffs will not be continuing for the Memphis Grizzlies, will be continuing over at FanDuel Sportsbook. And the No Sweat Same Game Parlay also will be continuing throughout the playoffs on FanDuel Sportsbook. And what that means is throughout the playoffs, even though the Grizzlies will not be there, you can still get $20 in free bets if you don't win. If you win, FanDuel Sportsbook is, of course, official partner of the NBA. So you get your money fast, it's secure, all of that. If you don't, you get up to $20 in free bets every single week during the playoffs, even though the Grizzlies will not be there.
No. So,
all you got to do is download the app and sign up with promo code Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. You must, of course, be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet, $20 a week. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. When we come back, John Marnell will join us, then Chris Harrington, then you. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm Trista Crick with BetQL. You want to beat the books? In sports, it's rare for one team to completely dominate another. So when you find a trend like this, jump on board. Take the Oakland A's, for example. The A's are 23-2 in their last 25 games against the Detroit Tigers. How, Sway? No idea. Sometimes another team just has your number. The two teams play 3-game set this week, so look for at least 2 A's wins. I'm Trista Crick, helping you beat the books.
You're the one everyone looks to for answers. Come rain or shine, the job must get done, and you're the one who makes it happen. We get you, Jackie in Fresno, putting your employee safety first, and Manny in Chattanooga, whose local Granger team knows him by name. We're here for you and all the ones who get it done, with 24/7 customer support and access to product specialists to help you find what you need. Call, clickgranger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
CPR Cell Phone Repair is the leader in Memphis in the electronics repair industry. CPR offers same-day repair and refurbishing services for cell phones, laptops, gaming systems, digital music players, tablets, and any other personal electronic devices and solder board level repairs. We offer financing for any devices, $10 off for new customers on any repair. Warranty for all our repairs. Lifetime warranty for anything except physical or water damage. So bring us your electronics at our location at 5073 Park Avenue or visit us online at cellphonerepair.com/Memphis-TN.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. That's why they call her the master of moolah, the sultan of savings, the queen of cash. And now, also with Xfinity Internet, you can get unlimited data, Wi-Fi equipment, and a free Flex 4K streaming box included with a 2-year rate guarantee and no term contract. All for just $30 per month when you add an Xfinity mobile plan at regular rates. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay. New fast internet 300 megabits per second customers only. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
You're the one everyone looks to for answers. Come rain or shine, the job must get done. And you're the one who makes it happen. We get you, Jackie in Fresno, putting your employee safety first. And Manny in Chattanooga, whose local Granger team knows him by name. We're here for you and all the ones who get it done with 24/7 customer support and access to product specialists to help you find what you need. Call, clickgranger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's plan on having concessions over there.
Mike is remodeling the old family drive-in movie theater.
Hey, go find Gavin. Tell him the sound team is here.
He'll need a new front-of-house cast and behind-the-scenes crew.
Hey, can we talk staffing real quick? I'm thinking at least 6 per shift.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wing Guru has big news. 21 flavors of Lip Smackin' Goodness is now available at the new Summer Avenue Food Hub. Midtowners and downtowners, we're now serving you. Just go to summerfoodhub.com or delivered by Grubhub, DoorDash, or Uber. The Wing Guru.
70% of the Fortune 100 choose Zoom. With phone, chat, workspaces, apps, events, and video in a single platform, Zoom powers all your communications. Large enterprises, small businesses, and individuals use the secure Zoom platform to enable new ways of working, learning, hosting events, and supporting their customers. And now you can save 15% on meetings, chat, and phone with a Zoom United bundle. Visit zoom.com/bundle. Zoom, how the world connects.
Get help managing your money for the life and years ahead with Fidelity Income Planning. We'll look at what you've saved, what you'll need, and help you build a flexible plan for cash flow designed to last so you can go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, number NYSE SIPC.
Is your old bulk tank water heater dying? That's a good thing, because now you have the perfect excuse to get that Navien tankless water heater. Hot water, as much as you need, only when you need it. Your old tank hot water heater kept pouring your money into itself. A Navien only heats water when you need it heated. Rest of the time, you're just saving the bucks. Put new life into your hot water. Visit tanklessmadesimple.com today and check out Navien's strong warranty too. Water, heat it only when you need it with Navien.
Dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery testing to help you know if you need a new battery or not. Or if you're in need of a fresh charge, they can help you with that too. They've got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $69.99. And they're the only place you can find proven tough Duralast batteries. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone.
Get in Jeff's guests appear on the ServiceMaster by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. ServiceMaster by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I want all the smoke, yeah, all the smoke. Porch 911 can't see me no more. I be a popper, I want some more. Fast car, I want all the smoke, yeah, all the smoke. Porch 911 can't see me no more. I be a popper.
If disaster strikes, it's ServiceMaster by Cornerstone. That's who you call. It's a simple thing. You just got to remember ServiceMaster by Cornerstone. And I'm talking about if a tree falls on your house, or you got smoke damage or some, you know, water damage, a busted water heater. I had that. That's what I had. I had a pipe into my water heater. Exploded. The crap that you just hate. You go, what do I do now? You call ServiceMaster by Cornerstone. They work with every insurance company. Largest franchise within 600 miles. They send people all over the place to get them right. They can certainly get you right. Locally owned and operated is ServiceMaster by Cornerstone. Phone number 624-9200, 624-9200. On the web, smcornerstone.com. Joined now by John Martin. John walked in here. And, John, tell the people what you said.
I mean, I saw somebody who was disengaged. I saw somebody that's not locked in.
Me.
So, yes,
me.
Your head's in your phone. You know, you're not looking like you're ready for the moment. And so I just said, get up. Get up, Memphis. You know? I mean, this is a closeout situation.
Yeah, get
tonight.
Up.
Yeah, come
you
on.
You know,
now.
You got to be on your toes here.
Let me ask you this. I am going into this game assuming it is the last time this year, this season, that we as a community will gather at FedEx Forum to celebrate this fantastically entertaining team. Brad thinks they'll be back for a game 7. Do you like sneak shrooms into his, like, what do you like something like that?
Yeah, I'm only responsible for Brad from 11 to 2. I don't know what goes on, you know, between the 9 to 11 hours.
Am I wrong? Am I a negative Nelly, as another coach would have said, to assume that this is the last time we will gather at FedEx Forum
and
celebrate this team?
And I also think there's nothing wrong with Brad saying that they're going to be back for a game 7.
I didn't say
right? I don't think there's anything wrong with what you're saying, and I don't think there's anything wrong
there's
with
no
what
right
saying.
Answer.
What do you think is going to happen yourself, John? If you went to the game tonight, would you assume it would be the last time you'd be going? If you were a season ticket holder, let's say, you tickets to all the games, would you assume this would be the last time?
Well, yeah.
I'm not asking what you'd be hoping.
Yeah.
Of course we're hoping for a game 7.
Yeah, the Warriors opened it.
Also hoping to win the lottery.
The Warriors opened as 2.5-point favorites.
Now it's 4.
Now it's up to 4. Now I will say, like, the Grizzlies have been very good as home underdogs. I think they're.
I don't know if you know this. Without Ja, 20-5.
And now they're 20-6. right?
Okay, yeah, but they, yeah, we're 20.
Now, that stat has lost a lot of shine, all right? That it just has. I think they've lost like four or five in a row without Ja. So it just,
we would be feeling, if Ja were healthy, we would be going to this series saying, you'd be going to the game tonight saying, okay, not many teams have done this,
yeah.
Come back from 3-1. But listen, win tonight.
Absolutely. And by the way,
then you go steal a game of Golden State, and then we have a game seven. You would be going in with Brad's attitude.
The series would be 2-2.
But that is certainly true. And let us not lose track of the fact that if Steven Adams had been healthy, able to start games one and two, Ja had remained healthy, hell, this could be a closeout game. I really believe that had those things happened, this could be a closeout game for the Grizzlies tonight.
The Grizzlies win game one if Steven Adams plays. No doubt about it.
Because, and they win game four.
And they win game four if Ja Morant is.
And they already won game two. And so it's 3-1. It's a closeout game if good health had prevailed. And Desmond Bane's back, by the way. We always forget that one.
Even, but Desmond Bane, like, they've found ways to stay in games even with him being hobbled. You know? So
incredible. I really actually do believe that if
this is not like some spin job, this is facts, because the way the Warriors won game one is strictly because Andrew Wiggins was killing them on the offensive glass.
Because, like, Gary said to me yesterday, he said, it's been a great season, but doesn't the ending feel just kind of, And I said, well, not like they stunk or they got injured. Injured, they got sick and injured. That's it. Like, that's it. And then there's all this weird controversy about the injury and that stuff.
I do tend to agree with Gary, though. Like, the ending certainly does not do justice to the run, you know?
No, but isn't it because of...
Like, it's not even like a valiant end. It's just like a...
But they got hurt.
No, I know. I'm not saying it's like an end because they started ishing the bed. It's just like it was out of their control. And it flipped. Like, we went from Ja Morant barking at Steph saying, let's have some fun, to this thing's probably going to end tonight. And that's how series go sometimes. But it contrast how we felt after the first two games, right? In the series.
I know that. But you find me another series that they've lost. To me, this is a little bit like a coach being fired. Like, mm-hmm. There's no good way to end it.
No, there's not.
In the end, like, okay, so Minnesota had a great year. Okay. How do they feel about the end?
Well, and if the Grizzlies
they feel pretty crappy. They're like, we ish the bed, you know?
The Grizzlies could have lost a game seven with everybody, right? I mean, that's like, it's the Warriors. It could have happened. That would not have felt any more satisfying than losing in five or six, you know?
I don't think the ending is going to stick here. I think what's going to stick is the year.
Yeah, and look, I mean, that they're going out, and we'll see if like they could win tonight.
Oh, no, no.
They could win.
By the way, I am not at all ruling out winning tonight.
Right.
I'm just saying I'm deeply skeptical that they're going to win the next two.
No, I don't think it's coming back to Memphis.
That's all I said.
Yeah, I don't
think
it's coming
back. That's why I said, is it the last time we are gathering at FedEx Forum?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
No, I mean, absolutely. It's been magical. It's been magical. But it is kind of sad, like the way, like it just feels like you did not get a fair crack at it.
No, and that's why I hate them.
Yeah.
I hate them. They're celebrating like they're, you know, F you, Warriors. Like I hate them.
That's sort of my overarching view of this series
They didn't beat the Grizzlies.
No,
they beat the faux Grizzlies.
Absolutely not. And so, like, I do.
And they're sanctimonious about it. I just hate them now.
Everything we thought the Grizzlies could have accomplished was real. That was true. That's what I come away. I come away from this series believing that the Grizzlies actually could have done it. It wasn't just us, you know, saying this as Memphis radio people, you know, as the flagship of the Grizzlies.
How do you feel about it compared to the Tigers 2 years ago?
Again.
Do you feel like they could have done it? If not for DJ going down and...
Well, no. That wasn't about DJ going down, bro. James Wiseman didn't play.
Exactly. I know. James going down. GJ going down, but someone else got hurt. Didn't three players get hurt?
I can't remember exactly. That was
of course
3 years
there was
ago.
No there was no tournament anyway.
Right, but the pin got stuck in that balloon
did get stuck in that balloon.
I mean, that was never as.
You still believe James Wiseman's going to be a good player in the NBA?
I don't think James Wiseman's going to play a full season in the NBA.
Wow,
that's where I am with him. Does he have?
As Jason points out, once someone does the slightest thing to not be good to your Tigers, you turn on them like that.
Absolutely.
You turn on them like that. Whereas Jason rides with him, ride or die.
Yeah, no, I mean, I mean, does James Wiseman seem to you to have any desire to play basketball? Doesn't to me.
Who's more driven? James Wiseman, Hasheem Thabeet.
Oh, man. Wow. Wow, that's a low bar.
Well, Hasheem Thabeet at least has kids.
Oh, does he have kids?
Oh, yeah.
Good. How many?
I don't know. At least two. So I'll say Hasheem Thabeet based on that. Because you have, when you have kids, you have to be driven on some level, right?
Well, yeah. You can be a baby daddy without being very driven.
Well, then mom's coming. I mean, there's, you know, government's coming.
Okay, whatever. Okay, anyway.
Something's going
to
drive your ass.
So you don't think I'm a negative Nelly to assume that we're not going to gather at FedEx Forum again?
No, I don't think so at all. I mean, again, I see this going only two ways. There are only two ways I see tonight going. The Grizzlies either win outright or they get their ass kicked.
Okay, let me ask you this.
I don't think there's any scenario where the Grizzlies...
You don't think they can win? Couldn't lose just like they did the other night?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
All right. Dylan Brooks, I said, will be cheered when he is introduced in the starting lineup, as he should be. Mm-hmm. The question is, if he doesn't make every shot, at what point will he, and if so, at what point will you hear boos for Dylan Brooks? Chandler Parsons was booed, should have been. Mm-hmm. Tayshaun Prince booed once upon a time.
Yeah, well, that was stupid, too.
No, it wasn't. He was so frustrating. Same thing, though, is for missing shots.
But Tayshaun Prince was like, he was like 39 years old.
He was so pissed off about being booed. He was, and now he's with the team.
Right.
He got over it, I guess, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So, will Dylan at some point, what's the money on, will he be booed?
Plus 350. I think it's a long shot. Possible that you'll hear a few come across, but I think
if he has the night that he had the other night, will he be booed? 100%. Then he will
booed?
Not by the whole, but you will hear boos.
You'll hear groans.
No, you will hear boos. If he had the night that he had the other night.
I'm betting he doesn't have that kind of a night.
No, he won't.
Also.
He's going to have a bounce back night. He is going to have a bounce back night.
Yeah, I mean, I could see him, you know, if he goes like a regular, like 4 of 9 or, you know, 8 of 17 or, you know, 9 of 20, you know.
Then he would not. And
if he goes like 8 of 34.
I am not advocating booing.
No, I don't.
I'm anti-booing.
Yeah.
I'm pro-Dylan anti-booing in this regard.
It's bad to boo.
He's your guy.
But also, like, I would counter with saying that there will be Golden State fans in the building tonight. So that is another thing to consider.
Oh, yeah. If they're booing a missed shot, that would not a Golden State fan.
There might actually be a lot of Golden State fans in the building tonight.
Grizzly fans might have sold their tickets, said, let's capitalize one last time, get out.
I think it's possible. And again, this is a closeout game for the Warriors. So I do think they're going to be brought out a little bit more than they maybe otherwise.
Well, F them too,
been.
Then.
Yeah, but that's part of the deal. That's life in an NBA market.
So when you saw the statement from the Grizzlies about Ja's injury.
Mm-hmm.
There are two ways they've been criticized for the statement, and me, of course, as I still have the same dewy innocence from which I was born, but other people have criticized them. A, if you take it on face value that not only does he have a bone bruise, but he only has a bone bruise, mm-hmm. there are those who say, well, then you look kind of stupid with the Jordan Poole thing because you don't bruise a guy like that.
Yep.
Then there's even a more deeply cynical view, which is the statement says that it revealed a bone bruise. It doesn't say and only a bone bruise.
Right.
And so it could have revealed a bone bruise, and a torn meniscus, and then we're going to learn that he had surgery, and it was a wildly incomplete statement. That's the even more cynical. The first one is, they look kind of silly for the statement, what they said before. This one is deeply cynical.
Right.
Where are you on how you read the statement and how you interpret the statement?
Well, they also called him doubtful.
Right, and some people said, why didn't they say we'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks or something?
So that's the other thing. He's not playing again in the series. Pretty obvious. I take it with let's go back. Let's rewind a little bit.
Okay.
Jaren Jackson Jr. said that they learned more about the injury and it was sad.
It was sad.
Now
You don't think a bone bruise is sad?
I don't think you would hear the news of a bone bruise and say, oh, my God.
That's sad. Right. And Ja tweeted, God only gives you what he can handle, some version of that.
Right, right.
Do you do that with a bone bruise?
I also, like, I don't know if I've ever had a bone bruise, but it feels like something that a warrior like Ja would try to
play through.
Right? And in a play, I mean, I guess maybe the organization intervenes and says, we're not going to risk it, but.
You do see lots of players sidelined with bone bruises.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
So it.
But it's, yeah. it's playoffs, right? In a closeout game, and you're the best player on the team. So I feel, you know, Joel Embiid is playing with a broken face.
Because of Jaren Jackson's sad.
And also because of, like, the. You know, the it was shrouded in mystery, right? Taylor Jenkins, we got the MRI, but, you know, we're not going to say what we saw. You know, like, would you be that cryptic about a bone bruise? I don't know.
You are not 100% convinced that it's just a bone bruise.
Well, like, if I were a police officer, right, or a detective, and I'm like...
You practically are the way you're breaking this down. It seems to me like you're I was going to make a dated 80s cop reference, and I'm not going to do that
because
I'm not going to pigeonhole myself like that.
But I'm glad you caught yourself before you did it.
I'm going to stop making 80s references.
You know, like, you're just sort of looking at behavioral patterns here, and you're like, does this jibe with the way that you would react to a bruise?
CSI FX FedEx Forum with John Martin as your lead investigator.
To me, when I hear Jaren say we have to... You don't rally around people with bruises, man. You know? Do you? Do you say we have to rally around this guy? He's got a bone bruise. I mean,
you say he's out. He's out.
I just don't see. You know. And again, like, if it were a bone bruise, I think you just say he suffered a bone bruise and he's going to be reevaluated. Like, if you're Taylor Jenkins, if it's something more serious than that, that is when you would say, I don't want to talk about what the MRI revealed. You know, I don't want to get into it. I just feel like the nature of the injury that they announced did not meet the reaction that we saw initially 2 days ago before game four. So that's just, I am skeptical of it just being a bone. I hope it is just a bone bruise. That would be amazing. That would be a miracle in that he's going to be clearly ready for training.
Do you
want
to know what Jarvis has to say?
What's Jarvis have to say?
He's coming right at you, man. Hey, Jeff. Saw Wiseman here and in San Francisco working out like a mug, trying to get himself back right. I saw him working out, too. I did see him working out. Injuries happen are beyond our control. John Martin does not know his mindset. Whether he plays or not or how long he plays is not because of effort or lack thereof in trying to get there.
I don't know his mindset. And I love Jarvo. I do not know James Wiseman's mindset.
It's not surprising that Jarvo would assume the best of someone.
Sure. And it's not surprising that I would assume the absolute worst. So meet me in the middle. All I know is that James Wiseman has not played a full season of basketball since his senior year at East High School. That is what I know. That's it. That's all I have to go on.
Speaking of assuming the worst for people, this story sent to us by Charles Fishman.
My man.
Your friend and mine.
How's he doing, by the way?
He's not... It's been.
I heard him yesterday. He sounded like a completely different person.
It's been 6 days since he was diagnosed with COVID, and he still does not sound good. Mm. This is a story from the Phoenix area. A retired deputy sheriff became a wedding crasher bandit. Now, what do you think that means?
A wedding crasher bandit means he crashed a wedding.
Okay, but no, that's the wedding crasher part. Add the bandit to the story.
Well, does that mean he's like doing it more? I don't know. Is he a serial wedding crasher?
Turning up neatly dressed but uninvited to 11 weddings in Arizona where he stole cash and checks from the envelopes given to the newlyweds, the authorities said. He would dress up in a formal wear. Mm-hmm. He would head on into a wedding. And then you know how some people, you know, give cards with money or whatever in them, whatever else. He'd just walk over to the table, and this is a law enforcement officer, and he would help himself. How about this story? Marsha and Michael O'Donnell, the parents of the bride of a wedding on April 23rd, said that the couple's GoFundMe page says they'd instructed guests to give them money in lieu of gifts so they could buy their first home together.
Mm. I remember
the whole evening just having to fake a smile, fake my joy, fake all the fun I was really not having, said Steve McWilliams, the groom's father.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but like that's not why you're supposed to get married. You're not supposed to get married for the money.
No, but compare that person to James Wiseman. Who's worse?
Oh, the band, it's worse. Yeah, the band is worse.
Good.
Because James Wiseman is a good kid.
No, he's a very good kid.
You know, and it's that's never been.
He's not a really good kid.
But you can be a good kid, though, and not want to play basketball.
Wasn't James Wiseman a delight? In fact, one of my favorite stories about James Wiseman was when he was, you go to that Rebounders first, deal. And some little kid wanted to take a picture with him. And James got down on the ground, like, so he would fit into the picture with the kid. It's just, he's a nice guy.
For sure, for sure. Absolutely. But, sometimes, Austin Nichols, I, this is my guy. Like, sometimes you like being the persona more than you like the work that accompanies
being tall and because you're good at it.
You feel like you have to do it, and you know, it feels like a job. Like, I remember, you know,
Paxton's that a little bit, isn't it?
I think there's probably some of that. Yep. I just remember the tone changing with Austin from I knew him when he was at Briarcrest, and I knew how much he just had sheer joy for the game. He loved it. He absolutely loved playing basketball at Briarcrest. He loved being a high school basketball player, loved having those teammates and going to state championships and things like that, loved being recruited. But when he got to Memphis, man, it just became a job for him. And the pressure, you know, I think with being.
And you're not throwing him under the bus to say this. He would say this.
Yeah, no, not at all. I guess, like I said, this is my guy, and I think it's understandable. Like, this is not a career for everybody. Just because you're big and you might at one time be good at it, it doesn't mean you're going to love it.
Right.
And I just feel like when you sort of take into account James Wiseman's career in the last 3 years, he left Memphis because he didn't, you know, the NCAA and all of that, and then hasn't played in the NBA that much. Like, you know, it would not surprise me if in 4 or 5 years, like, we look up and there is no James Wiseman in the NBA. And that's fine, by the way. Like, he can do other things. Right. It's not the end of the world.
He's also smart.
Very smart. He can speak Mandarin. You don't have to be an NBA player for 15 years just because you're 7 feet tall.
Update me, by the way. We haven't talked about the Tigers much in this span of time. Tyler Harris has now gone to South Florida.
Yep.
And by the way, we had graduation. That was kind of fun over the weekend.
That's right.
Alo, Tyler.
DeAndre.
Yep. Landers.
I don't know if Landers ended up.
Did Landers not walk?
Yeah.
As they say.
Yeah. I don't remember. I don't remember seeing him. I saw pictures of DeAndre and Alo and Tyler. Did not see pictures of Landers.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
But ever since Kendrick Davis, has there been any other news or rumors? And what do we think? Is DJ Jeffries coming here?
Yeah. You know, I hear that that is the expectation.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, but there's been some back and forth. We talked about that a month ago, right?
That's what I'm saying. You brought to my attention that he might.
Yeah, when
might end up here.
When he entered his name into the transfer portal.
Would he be a grad transfer, John?
I have to believe he would be, right? I don't think everybody is in love with that idea, right, with DJ.
What does that mean?
I don't think it went that well the first time, you know? And
why would he be coming back?
Because I think maybe he wants to come back. Maybe he wants to give it another shot with Penny. You know, this
Let me be CSI. Let me be CSI. Tiger basketball here for a minute then. But what I hear you saying is that he might want to come back, but not everybody was in love with the idea.
Correct.
I got to assume you're not talking about Tiger fans or you're not talking about the Tigers.
Yeah.
You're talking about people around DeAndre.
DJ,
who didn't think it went that well, like mom and dad.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. You nailed it. And you know, sometimes, you know, you got to make decisions for yourself. Sometimes you got to...
Do you think it would go well with him returning?
I think it would go fine, but I understand the reluctance, though. I understand the reluctance from, you know, his family, because if you maybe thought you were made promises that weren't kept, you know, and anytime you're, you know, we know how volatile and toxic it can be with a Memphis kid at Memphis. We see it all the time. You know, Alo's dad's coming out and saying, I wish we could, you know, end this right now. I mean, that, you know, this is sometimes how it, if it doesn't go well, it can be like that.
What's the fit on this team for him?
I think it was really what it was.
No. Okay. Yeah. Is
the last time he was here, which is as a sixth man, you know?
With Kendrick, Lester,
mm-hmm.
DeAndre. And then they're going to have to get a five?
Yeah, exactly.
You can't play DeAndre at the five and start DJ? and Lester?
I mean, you could. I mean, you could, but I don't know if that's what DJ would want to do. I don't know if DJ would want to be the four.
Oh, I see. So he's a six man.
Yeah. I mean, that's but again, he played, you know, 27, 28 minutes, right? They're still in on that Caleb Murphy kid, so it like could talk about, you could look.
All right, so Caleb Murphy.
Kendrick Davis, Caleb Murphy, Lester, DeAndre, a five.
A five, and DJ's then DJ's your sixth man. That's a good team, though.
McCadden, the kid from Georgia Southern, as a seventh man.
The Western Kentucky kid is staying at Western Kentucky.
Yeah, you see a lot of that now. Like, guys into the portal, and like all of a sudden they come back.
I was surprised to see that he's 11 feet 5 inches tall. I didn't know.
Yeah, he's huge. He's like a, you know, he's a giant of a man.
And then finally, my last topic. I have gotten no invitations to Barbecue Fest.
Okay.
Have you?
Invitations?
Like, come join us at Barbecue Fest.
No, no, no. I have a couple people that I hit up if I
did. Oh, see, you have to hit them up.
Oh, yeah. But see, I don't even know if I'm going to do that.
I don't think I now I'm not going to accept them because I'm not going to grovel.
No, you're soliciting them, yes.
And yeah, and now I have gotten, like, Debbie Murda says, we assume you already have a place to go. Come see us at Meet, Drink, and Be
that's
Merry.
That's what I said, yeah.
Everybody's, you're going to get those. Now. They're going to come flooding in, man.
Okay, not flooding. I'm not that cheerful. Bluff City Citizen just says, come on to Barbecue Fest. But notice, no specificity, just come on to Barbecue Fest.
Go to their tent.
Like that's not.
No, Barbecue Fest is fun, though. Like, it's just, but there's just a, I wish.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.